That's Eddie and the Hot Rods here on East Point Radio. And do anything that you want to do. So it's great to have the pleasure of your company. Mark Lindsay, as always, on a Monday morning with the Monday Montage programme. Now, at this time, on a Monday, we'd like to welcome individuals and organisations to join us on the show to tell us all about different events that's occurring across the East Anglian region. And I'm hoping now, if the piece of wet string will stretch into rural Suffolk, that on the line is going to be Becky Aymer from the First Light Festival CIC and the East Point Pavilion. I'm hoping she's on the line now. Good morning to you, Becky.
Good morning.
How are you? All right?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Jolly good. Now, you've got this big event which is coming up, of course, on Sunday the 8th of September as the First Light Festival hosts Lowestoft's Tour of Britain celebration. Tell us about it.
Yes, so the Lloyds Bank Tour of Britain is kicking off the final stage of the tour from Lowestoft on Sunday the 8th of September. So what's going to happen is all of the cyclists will be setting off for the last stage of the race from Lowestoft, just right at East Point Pavilion on Royal Plain. So to celebrate the tour going off, we've got a day of lots of activities and celebrations planned, including live music. We're going to have a BMX pump track there. There's going to be lots of sporting activities, which are being run by Go Suffolk, Access Sport and Everyone Active. We've got lots of nice workshops which people can get involved in. And of course, you know, everyone can wave off the cyclists as they set off to head off through East Suffolk on their tour. And then they will be finishing in Felixstowe later on in the day.
Now, I understand it all starts at around about 8 o'clock, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, so there's lots going to be happening sort of from 9 o'clock onwards. From 8 a.m, we'll obviously, the cyclists will be sort of arriving, but from 9 a.m, the events start. The cyclists will be sort of being presented between 9:50 and 10:50, and then they actually set off from there at about 10:30, I believe, all being well.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Now, I know that you're working in partnership with the East Suffolk Council, and the First Light Festival CIC are thrilled to be hosting the celebrations and have an exciting programme of events and activities planned, as you've been saying. So really, from sort of 9 o'clock through till 3 p.m. on the town's Royal Green, that's right next to the East Point Pavilion, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're down on the seafront. So just next to East Point Pavilion, we'll have a big tour, what we call the Tour Village, will be there. And that's where all of the action is happening. Yeah, East Suffolk Council have, been brilliant in actually getting the race to come to Lowestoft and to come to East Suffolk. So it's a really, really great opportunity for not only Lowestoft, but the whole of the area to really, you know, showcase how beautiful it is. And obviously it will be live streamed. The whole race will be live streamed on television, so people can watch the race and watch people cycling through, you know, the British Suffolk coast countryside. So it will be a really, you know, great opportunity for the area.
Now, I mean, Lowestoft itself is a fantastic town, and I think it's wonderful that they're actually going to be hosting this Tour of Britain celebration. Now, there's also going to be some workshops, I understand, a series of creative and educational workshops will be hosted by First Light Festival, National Literacy Trust and Books and Prints, who will be offering to make your own cycle print workshop. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, so Books and Prints are a brilliant local organisation who come to the festival every year, and they actually make like mini newsletters and mini newspapers throughout the festival and hand them out. So that it's a really fun way for people to get engaged and get stuck in with not only the cycling element of it, but also the kind of arts and culture aspects of the festival that First Light does so well.
Sounds very good. Now, looking at other activities, it's going to be fun for all age groups, which is always nice to know. And Way to Go Suffolk, Access Sport and Everyone Active, I understand, will be running a variety of activities designed to engage and entertain visitors of all ages. It's lovely to make it such a family event, isn't it?
Yeah, so there'll be a football target goal, a lot of inflatable football pitches. There's lots of sporting and activities for people.
Okay.
Coming in as well. So it'll be a really good opportunity for people to have a ball.
We got most of that, Becky, but your line is breaking up a little bit, unfortunately.
Okay.
So we'll continue anyhow, and there's also going to be live music extravaganza as well. So for all the musicians and everybody who loves live music, that's going to be an extremely interesting and enjoyable event, isn't it?
Yes, we've got performances from different groups. We've got the Longshoremen. We've got the Austin Beats, we've got the High Points, and we've got John and Lynn Ward, who are a well-known folk duo. So lots of different genres of music for lots of people to enjoy.
Now let's give out some contact information now. How can people find out more about this fantastic event taking place, as I say, on Sunday the 8th of September? Give us some contact details.
Yeah, so any information about the event on Sunday is on our website, which is eastpointpavilion.com/events. So you can go there and see what's happening and all the timings.
Okay, I'll ask you for that information again in just a few moments. But let's move back to the culinary delights at the East Point Pavilion. Now, the East Point Pavilion has had quite a checkered history over the years, hasn't it? And I'm very pleased to see that it has been so actively used these days.
Yeah, so we, First Light Festival CIC, took over East Point Pavilion a couple of years ago now. And we have worked really hard to try and make it a place which has something for everyone. So there's lots of different events, from markets. There's lots of comedy nights, and actually some comedians, well-known comedians, coming there to perform. There's music and live music and performance. And in addition to that, we've got street food traders within the pavilion who serve vegan dishes, Mexican, really nice coffee, cocktails, Indian dishes. So we've got a really great opportunity to showcase those traders in there as well this weekend.
Now that's always wonderful to know, because people love to come along to these events and to participate, particularly in a wide variety, a diverse range of delicious treats. So that's something for everybody, even if you want a hearty meal or just a light snack. There's something to satisfy every palate. That sounds great.
Yep, there is. And there'll be we've got obviously lovely barista coffee as well available, because it's quite an early start. So there'll be lots of nice yummy things and coffee for people should they wish to get there early.
Sounds good to me. Now I'm going to ask you again for those details, how people can find out more about this fantastic event, which is taking place on the 8th of September, so this coming Sunday, from 9 through till 1500 hours. And the location is the Royal Green Marine Parade in Lowestoft, basically there at the side of the East Point Pavilion. Can you give us those details again, how people can find out more, Becky?
Yeah, so our website is www.eastpointpavilion.com/events.
That's great. So well done for being involved with the Lowestoft Tour of Britain celebration. It sounds absolutely wonderful. And I know that First Light Festival literally shine through on events such as this. So well done. And I'm sure everybody's going to have a very enjoyable day on Sunday, the 8th of September.
Thank you very much. We hope everyone enjoys it as well.
Thank you very much. There we've been talking to Becky Aymer. And Becky, as I say, is from the First Light Festival CIC and the East Point Pavilion, who are staging this wonderful event, as I say, on Sunday the 8th of September. So that's the First Light Festival hosting Lowestoft's Tour of Britain celebration. And I'm sure a very enjoyable day will be had by all. All part of our feature,
Anglia
In Focus,
here on East Point Radio.
Thank you.
Got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. 'Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to.